From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was engulfed in controversy Sunday after he equated his creation of thousands of jobs as a sacrifice, comparable to the death of a Muslim American soldier who was killed fighting in Iraq. Khazir Khan, the father of Army Captain Humayun Khan, told CNN that Trump is totally unfit for the leadership of this country. Khan, a Pakistani immigrant, said in an emotional speech at last week's Democratic National Convention that his family would never have been allowed to immigrate to the U.S. under Trump's immigration policies. Khan said that Trump, during his life, has sacrificed nothing and no one. Trump, in an interview that aired Sunday on ABC News, responded.
He doesn't know that. I saw him. He was, very emotional and probably looked like a nice guy to me. His wife, if you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. You tell me, but plenty of people have written that. She was extremely quiet.
Ghazala Khan said in an opinion article in the Washington Post that walking onto the convention stage with a huge picture of my son behind me, I could hardly control myself. What mother could? She said her husband asked her if she wanted to speak, but I told him I could not. At least 13 people have been killed, including 7 attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu Sunday. Somalia's internal security minister told VOA that the target was the Criminal Investigation Department headquarters. He said at least 10 people were wounded. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Turkey intensified its crackdown Sunday on officials who allegedly played a role in the failed coup in mid-July, dismissing nearly 1,400 military personnel. Meanwhile, Turkish-Russian relations look set to be one of the main beneficiaries of the failed coup. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In the aftermath of the bloody coup attempt, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was quick to confirm a planned meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, now set for August the 9th in St. Petersburg. Observers say Putin is likely to try and exploit anger in Ankara over what it perceives as the late response of its Western allies in condemning the coup. Rebuilding Turkish-Russian relations is already well underway. Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek led a high-level delegation to Moscow to repair business ties between the countries, damaged by Turkey's downing of a Russian bomber on the Syrian border late last year. Şimşek, during his visit to Moscow, resurrected the term strategic partnership, originally coined by Putin during his visit to Ankara in December 2014. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Iraqi officials say militants have launched 2 attacks on energy facilities in northern Iraq, killing at least 5 people. Both assaults Sunday took place inside Kurdish-controlled areas of Kirkuk province. Authorities say in the first attack, about 15 kilometers northwest of Kirkuk, gunmen shot dead 4 of the gas facility's employees and planted explosive devices around the building. In the second attack at the nearby Bai Hassan oil field, the insurgents, wearing suicide vests, killed an engineer and wounded at least 6 other people. The militants also sparked a major fire. At least 3 of the 4 assailants were killed in the chaos. An international human rights group Sunday demanded authorities in Afghanistan prosecute militia forces linked to a top government official for recent killings and other abuses against civilians in the northern Faryab province. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says that its probe into the late June attack has found members of the Junbish militia loyal to first Vice President Abdul Rashid Dostum were behind the violence. The findings were based on interviews of villagers conducted in the aftermath of the attack. Pope Francis told hundreds of thousands of pilgrims Sunday in Krakow, Poland, to believe in a new humanity that does not use borders as roadblocks and rejects hatred for each other. Francis addressed the congregants who had traveled from all over the world on a large field on the last of his 5-day visit to southern Poland. In an acknowledgement to a world dominated by the internet, Francis urged the crowd to download the best link of all, that of a heart which sees and transmits goodness without growing weary. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.